Talk about the internet economy focuses mostly on layoffs at dot-com companies. One industry magazine even has a layoff tracker on its website, saying dot-coms have handed out pink slips to more than 41,000 people. A study released today by Cisco Systems and the University of Texas says 7 of 10 jobs in the internet economy are in traditional companies, and most of them are not IT or techie jobs. Sue Bostrom works for Cisco Systems. She says dot-com woes are only a small part of the larger picture.
We found that in the year 2000, the internet economy has employed over 3 million workers. And in fact, the revenue from the internet economy is over $860 billion. That's an increase of about 60% year over year.
Hired 3 million and fired how many?
The new jobs, the 3 million jobs, are those folks that are deployed in the internet economy at dot-com firms, high-tech, and traditional firms. Now, in terms of your reference to, you know, the displacement of workers, the dot-com component of the internet economy that we hear a lot about today is less than 15% of that workforce. So we've actually seen tremendous growth overall in the internet economy, 600,000 new jobs in the first half of the year 2000 alone.
You make much of the infrastructure for the internet. Don't you have a vested interest in its success?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You're correct. We do provide the infrastructure that helps make the internet run. And I think that the success of the internet is really on a path of its own. I mean, the adoption rates are phenomenal. And we certainly do not see that slowing in the future. In fact, what we see it doing is opening up new job opportunities that never existed before. One of the stories that I like the best from the study that was done with the University of Texas is the story of a worker in Florida, a deaf individual who is now able to work at an online travel agency. He's able to work in a field that he believes he would not have been able to work in the traditional way that that business has been done.
A lot of people are betting on the future of the internet, so what is its future?
Well, if we look at what the opportunities are from a technological perspective, they're unlimited in terms of the ability to have high-speed bandwidth to your home, video to your home, allowing your children to take courses online. I think from a technology perspective, it's really wide open at this point in time. The interesting opportunity that has really popped up over the last 6 to 12 months is that CEOs and leaders of public sector organizations are recognizing that the internet is about a lot more than dot-coms. It's about the ability for them to offer new services directly to consumers and customers that they were unable to do before. That backing and support and drive of major traditional organizations, I believe, is what is really going to make a difference for you and me in our daily lives.
Sue Bostrom is Senior Vice President of the Internet Business Solutions Group at Cisco.